it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Indeed we are. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get a lot of love from us. They love us right back, but we don't talk about them very often. What we do talk about is radio on the go. Various different ways, platforms, devices that you can grab not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The man with all the devices, the man with all the knowledge, the man with all the 411 is Joe Spano, and he's going to explain it to you.
Boy, do I really sound like I have it all together, boy, with that introduction. I do. But you also assume that we're all happy at the same time. How do you know I'm happy? I could be miserable for all you know.
Because I talked to you before we went on the air.
I'm not that happy. Trust me. What do you say we dive into the many, many ways that you could take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Spano and Black Attack on the go with you, not the least of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all these tremendous doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a whole bunch of archived interviews that are separated by genre. So all that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't, be they Android, be they Windows-based, be they Apple-based, or simply just go to iHeart.com. Lots of on-demand content and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Again, very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio, that on-demand, that app versatility, Android, Windows, Apple, it doesn't matter. Or simply go to TuneIn.com. Again, a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And nearest to our hearts in many ways, Bob, is the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
We love you guys and girls. Appreciate the service.
On the other side, we'll set the table and start knocking things down for a big Thursday edition of the attack, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's Singer-Songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. What do you say, my friend? We set them up and knock them down.
And we're going to do just that, Bob. We have a huge show on tap for you on a Thursday. Obviously, this time of year during football season, we spend most of our Thursday getting ready for the week in college football and the rest of it previewing the big Thursday night matchup in the NFL. And that's exactly what we're going to do in this case. We're going to start talking all things NFL, mostly focused on previewing the Thursday night matchup between the Bills and the Jets from Buffalo. We'll then start to roll into the college football for a big week three in college football. Mark Ennis at 40 after hour number 1, 840 a.m. Eastern time. Mark Ennis, he's the host of Louisville's pre- and post-game show on ESPN Radio 680 and 93.9, The Ville out of Louisville. He'll help us preview the big Louisville-Florida State matchup. Obviously, he'll do it from more of a Louisville perspective, but Mark Ennis will join us at 40 after hour number 1, 840 a.m. Eastern time, and he'll get us started talking college football. We'll roll through the entire second hour previewing all the big matchups that are coming up in week three in college football, tackling all the big storylines within college football, and then to take us home at 40 after hour number 2, 940 a.m. Eastern time, Adam Silverstein from CBS Sports. He's their college football editor. He'll join us, and we'll get his take on everything that's coming up in a big week three in college football, Bob. So that's really the stage, and that's really the direction we're going to go. And the place we want to start and get started right now is up in Buffalo, Thursday night special. The first Color Rush special of the year. But very smartly, the NFL has figured out, for the sake of colorblind people, we can't put two teams in monochromatic, dark-colored uniform. So
there you go.
The Jets will wear white for this year's first of the Color Rush matchups, while the Bills will wear an all-blue uniform in this Thursday night matchup between a pair of teams that come in 0-1, and really in many ways with their upcoming schedule and maybe some of the issues at hand, both of them find themselves at this early stage with perhaps their seasons on the brink.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny, when we were talking before the show, it didn't come up in conversation, but reading my mind exactly, you know, two teams in a must-win situation this early in the season, unbelievable. And look, for whoever loses, is the season over? No, absolutely not. But you talk about having to dig out of a hole that is as deep as it could possibly be, and for different reasons. You know, you mentioned schedule with the Jets. And you look at it, and we don't play the schedule game by game, win loss thing. But this schedule is pretty intimidating facing this team, and coming on the heels of losing a game that they should have won at home last week in their opener against Cincinnati, it certainly turns this into a very, very needed victory. And then for Buffalo, well, we've documented everything that's gone on with them. They suck. And Greg Roman faced the fire on his offensive play calling, but Rex is going to be facing some fire too, as in fired, unless they're able to turn this thing around. So from that perspective, it becomes an urgent matchup for both of these football teams.
Well said, Bob. And the funny thing, as I was getting ready today and I started looking at this matchup, we've talked a lot about the Jets' schedule. And the reason I kind of made this that, you know, season on the brink game, and we know it's only week two. We don't get caught up in hyperbole too often compared to a lot of other people that do what we do. But really, at this early stage, and we've chronicled the Jets' schedule a lot, it's brutal through the first 6 weeks. Well, Buffalo schedule's almost as bad, or perhaps every bit as bad, which makes this in so many ways a must-win for both teams. And I actually pulled up Buffalo's schedule. After this, they get to host Arizona. So they're home for 2 weeks straight, but they get Arizona. The good news for them, it's Arizona coming east and playing at 1 o'clock up in Buffalo. Maybe that's their saving grace, but it is an Arizona Cardinals team that lost a game one that they're not happy about. And even if they rebound this week, I have a feeling that Bruce Arians is going to keep the pedal to the metal and the foot to the floor there. They then have to head to New England in week four. Here's their break. They get to head west and play the Rams. So that's a winnable game. And then they host San Francisco and they go to Miami before hosting New England again. So while it's not quite the meat grinder that the Jets schedule is, you can see a loss here and they could very realistically be off to an 0-4 start and a, you know, 2-6, 2-7, 3-6 type start through their first nine games, because after they host New England, they've got to go to Seattle and they've got to go to Cincinnati before hosting Jacksonville. So their season could be spiraling away from them very quickly. So really for both teams, for all the reasons we entailed, this is really a must win. The Buffalo schedule, not everybody knows about, but it's pretty daunting, not as daunting as the Jets. So you can see why they want to get that offense right and get back on the beam here. And it's funny you talk about their offense. They really didn't have any in week one. We talked about the play calling. And how since Rex Ryan has hired Greg Roman, Greg Roman's become an incredibly stupid play caller. He was brilliant. I don't know what happened under Rex. This play calling is terrible. This offense did nothing. Sammy Watkins is still dealing with that foot injury. Charles Clay is banged up. Those are their two best weapons through the air for Tyrod Taylor. Maybe that factors into all of this. You also have Cordy Glenn dealing with injury and Cyrus Quanjo taking over at left tackle for him. So not all their pieces are there offensively, but they're going to have to throw a little caution to the wind here, and they're going to have to score more than 7 points. And with the way they called the offense last week, that certainly looks like an uphill climb.
Well, and we're also going into the Jets' strength. I mean, look, we've talked ad nauseum about Fitzpatrick and his limitations, but they can put points on the board. Strength of this Jet team is their defense, hands down. They get up after the quarterback. They stuff the run. They do everything that frustrates offensively limited teams. And right now, Buffalo is an offensively limited team. You know, Joe, but even in previewing this, and I want to focus on that a little bit, one thing that we haven't talked about is Rex lost that locker room last year. And he got rid of a lot of people that weren't on the same page with him. These players aren't stupid. They look, they see the articles in the newspaper, they see the websites, they hear the talk shows and everything else. If they get off to the kind of start that you were detailing, I wonder how soon he loses that locker room yet again.
I can make a case he already has. And
yeah,
I'll tell you why.
And that's why I bring it up. But he's never established himself like he did in New York with the Jets, where he was a winner before he lost the locker room. He's been pedestrian, and he may have lost that locker room already. Run with it.
I can already see that these players are like, well, I'll be here after he's gone. He's not here for long. In week one, two of your starting linebackers missed the bus for the game, team bus to get to the stadium. That can't happen. They had to take an Uber to get to the stadium. That just can't happen. It's week one. You know, it's like opening day in baseball. Is anybody late for opening day in baseball? Everybody's ready to roll. So in week one, you can't get all 22 of your starters on the team bus and ready to roll. That tells me right there you've kind of lost this group, and they're looking at this guy and saying, well, I'll be here longer than he is because he's gone. So I think that's an overriding issue. I think the lack of faith in the quarterback and the offense as a whole is an overriding issue. The fact that most of the best players on your offense right now are dealing with some form of injury and maybe you're not at 100%, that doesn't help an offense that has some pieces but is certainly not amongst the NFL's best, be at its best. Mm-hmm. Got a tough schedule coming up. So there are a lot of issues for the Bills that while at home and while Rex in his 1 year after leaving the Jets has had the Jets number, this looks like an uphill battle for the Buffalo Bills for all the reasons we entailed. The Jets are going to come in smarting from a loss in a game they should have won. They bring back Sheldon Richardson. So if you like the defensive line before, you're probably going to like it even more tonight in Buffalo. And we'll get to that part of it in just a second and take a look at this game from a Jets perspective, make our picks, and detail why we feel the way we feel. That's all next here on The Attack, along with your calls, 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsBylineUSA. More of The Attack right after this short timeout.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, so much for that. Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
I don't know. Did we get hosed on that show? We get hosed in one form or another pretty much every day, but I don't know that we got hosed on that call.
All right. Fair enough, Bob. We continue here on the Spano and Black Attack. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number again, 800-878-7529. We're talking Jets Bills, so you can weigh in with your thoughts on this matchup again at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter. Keep it to 140 characters or less. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Let's get back to it, Bob. Again, this matchup. The Bills have a lot of problems. Their offense did not play well last week against Baltimore. The play calling, again, coming into question. This is a very tightly called offense by Rex Ryan and Greg Roman. Some of their best weapons in Clay and Watkins and your left tackle are all banged up. Some are going to play, some aren't. So it's kind of a hamstrung offense from the play calling perspective. Some of your best weapons are not at 100%. And while I think at its optimum, this offense can be pretty good, perhaps top half, close to the top third, it's nowhere near one of the best offenses in the league. Hamstrung the way it is, I think it's really going to struggle on Thursday night. You roll to the Jets. They lost a game they should have won. They're going to be smarting. They're angry. Fitzpatrick didn't play well. They can play better, far better on offense and be more consistent. The kicker's not going to miss the important kicks again that he missed last week. You get Sheldon Richardson back on defense, which will make that front seven even better and have Tyrod Taylor running for his life the entire game. The issues we saw on defense with Darrell Revis getting torched by A.J. Green, I don't think we see that this week just because. Does the Buffalo Bills offense, are they really going to stretch you and push you and extend you the way the Cincinnati Bengals offense can and did last week? So I don't think we see much of that. And I guess when it's all said and done, for me, this is a game the Jets have to win. They're going to win. They're going to go on the road, in division, on the road, sexy, rexy, all the other stuff. I don't think it's going to be easy. But I think this is one of those games where they find a way to win. They keep their season alive. And for Buffalo with this loss, I think the spiral starts and they're on their way to one of these 2-5 type starts that could have Rex really on the hot seat and perhaps out the door before midseason.
It's a distinct possibility. I mean, I would say that the opportunity presents itself here for Buffalo to lay down yet another stinker. I don't know that it's going to play that way. I think they're certainly better than what they played last week. We have talked about it with Tyrod Taylor, about letting this kid open it up and show his skill set. If he has one, you know, because nobody really knows. I don't think they can handle him the same way they've been handling him. I think with all the cards out on the table right now, Greg Roman needs to let this kid air the ball down the field. If he gets pressure on him, because the Jets are going to put pressure on him with that offensive line and their defense, take off and run like hell and hope it works. That being said, Jets are a better football team. They're better on defense. They're better on offense. And with that combination, I don't see them losing this game. It'll be tough. It's, you know, you're at home. You're up in Orchard Park, the whole nine yards. Crowd will be all sick. They're a better football team than Buffalo is, and I agree with you. I think the spiral starts, and Rex is looking for a job, maybe midseason, as we've talked about.
Well, Buffalo now sure to win, get on a run, and Rex is sure to be employed in Buffalo for a long time after
the year.
After those bold predictions. But I guess we really do see this one the same way, Bob, and there's really not a whole lot more to add in that it's two seasons. Two teams, seasons on the brink in many ways. And again, as I said before, we don't get caught up in hyperbole this early, this often. But the realities are both these teams have tough schedules going forward. New England won a game nobody thought they were going to win last week. These teams in the East need to get to work. And these two teams tonight, one's going to keep themselves alive in the AFC East race and in the playoff race within the AFC. And one's going to start the season tumbling out of control, so to speak, and not in the right way. We both think it's the Bills, and we think the Jets will roll and stay in things as we just think they're the better football team, they're the better coach football team and everything else. What do you say we get to some other stories around the NFL? You want to dive into Roger Goodell talking in the Washington Post interview that the NFL is still seriously considering eliminating the kickoff as a way to mitigate brain injuries, because the kickoff is considered one of the more dangerous plays in football. And to quote Roger Goodell, the kickoff has a higher propensity for head injury than other plays within the game of football. So despite the measures they've tried so far, which was to get more touchbacks, and that's backfired through week one. Short right. sample. But thus far, it's been about 62% touchbacks as opposed to 69% touchbacks last season. They thought with implementing the rule where a touchback on a kickoff would move the ball out to the 25 instead of the 20, would have returners on a kick to the end zone, take the knee, sit, and take the extra 5 yards. Well, that hasn't happened any more often. They're still coming out trying to bring it out. Hasn't worked too well, and I think you may see more of that. But what you've also seen, and what you didn't see in the preseason, is you're seeing some teams, what they're doing is it's a little bit higher kickoff, but they're having it, you know, high and lofty, and that kick is landing at the 1, 2, or 3 yard line, forcing that returner to come out and get it.
Right.
And now you're putting it on your return team to cover it. And that's usually getting teams who are kicking the ball off better field position than giving up going to the 25 by kicking it in the end zone. They're usually stopping them somewhere around the 20 yard line. So the plan by the NFL to decrease the amount of kickoff returns, which would mitigate the head injury factor in kickoffs, at least through 1 week, has backfired. I think you need a far bigger sample before you can determine if this has worked. But it seems to me that this is a plan of action Roger Goodell is very serious about. We know that the NFL hasn't necessarily done as much as they can all the way around as far as head trauma injuries. They've been slow to admit things and everything else. And in many ways, we've talked about how penny wise and pound foolish they've been. But they seem determined to use the kickoff as a way to mitigate head injuries, and they're talking about eliminating it from the game, Bob. For me, I understand the risks and all the things that are inherent in football, but if you're still going to have football, it's got to be football. I don't think you can take out the kickoff.
Boy, you know, it everything is so divided on this. I mean, if you've looked at the social media, it's divided. Everything is divided with this. I understand why they want to do it, and for a change, it would be something, and obviously somebody put the statistical sheet in front of Roger Goodell, that would help with the head trauma situation. It the stats in this case probably do not lie. But again, how many times do you alter the game till it's not football anymore? How far can you push it out?
Exactly.
To where it's not worth, do you place it at the 40-yard line? Do you place it? Because it'll turn into arena league football at that point as far as the score totals. Because if offenses are starting on the 40-yard line, you know, hell, you only got to go 40 yards. Or, you know, I mean,
60 yards to get a touchdown.
60 yards to get a touchdown, but really, realistically, 20, 25 yards before you can kick a field goal. So, you know, sustained drives, it wouldn't even be necessary to put points on the board. So at that point, what are you watching? Are you watching football, or are you watching some modified version of football that becomes unappealing to the fans? Besides the fact, Joe, and, you know, again, the risk factor involved with the injuries, I mean, kickoffs are one of the most exciting aspects of football. When a guy breaks off a long return, the stadiums go absolutely nuts because, you know, the overview of watching a football game, when you see that hole appear – and a guy that can run, you know, a 4.44 accelerates, and away he goes. The stadiums love it. You know, it's not as exciting on TV, but it certainly is exciting. And it's an aspect of the game that the fans truly enjoy. But mm-hmm. I think they're going to make a change.
I don't know if they're going to make a change right away. You need a lot more data, obviously.
No. I mean, look, they're
obviously, you want to get through this year. And you want to see if this initial rule change is going to take hold. But the realities are, and I'll go back to one of the first things you said. And again, I understand the risks. And, you know, it's unfortunate. But you can't legislate the football out of football. It's like there's a risk to head trauma in boxing, right? You know, guys are getting punched in the head. Well, the good way to legislate that is you can't punch a guy in the head, but now it's no longer boxing. So you can't legislate the football out of football. Yes, you want to make the game as safe as you can. Yes, you want to mitigate these injuries as best you can, but the realities are the game still needs to be football. So if you take the kickoff out of the game, you're really legislating the football out of football, and you're taking one of the game's most exciting plays out of football. So I'm not a proponent of that. While I think the NFL, as you said, it's very realistic that they may just do it, I'm not a fan of going in this direction.
They'll test it in preseason. Whatever formula they come up with, it'll be tested next year during the preseason.
All right, Bob, let's change gears a little bit and let's start talking college football. Mark Ennis, the host of the Louisville Pre- and Postgame Show on ESPN Radio 680 and 93.9 The Ville, joins us next here to preview Cardinals Seminoles. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
And now today's gardening tip. Over 50% of the country is experiencing drought conditions. Wilt from drought and summer stress can severely damage lawns and ornamental plants and dramatically reduce yields for commercial farms and home vegetable gardens. Not to mention the average cost of water has increased 48% since 2010. Lawn care professionals, golf course superintendents, and sports field managers have found an effective product to maintain great-looking plants with less water that is now also available to homeowners. And now a word from Hydratain.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydratain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydratain is an environmentally responsible solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydratain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And he's going to take a deep shot downfield. James Quick, and he's going to take it to the house. What a start for the Cardinals.
Jackson, beautiful touch over the middle, and he's got Jalen Smith downfield. Smith breaks a tackle, and Jalen Smith hustling inside the 10-yard line, and this Louisville long ball is on fire right now from Lamar Jackson. 61 yards on that pass play. Here's Jackson. Look at the shifty maneuvering by Lamar Jackson. And he is into the end zone. Another Louisville touchdown. We haven't even played 3 minutes yet. On first down, he pulls it. It looked like he was handing it off, and Lamar Jackson pulled it and took off. Are you kidding me with this guy? Slows up for another touchdown. Lamar Jackson, you are ridiculous. Yes. Jackson keeps it again, trying to stretch to the edge. What a hurdle by Jackson! Highlight reel touchdown! Lamar Jackson does it again!
A fitting way to come back to the attack as we get ready to preview the Louisville Cardinals and the Florida State Seminoles. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. If you want to join the conversation, 800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. But now out to our phones, where we bring in, from ESPN 680 and 93.9 The Ville out in Louisville, he's the host of the Louisville Pre and Post. He's Mark Ennis, and he joins us here on The Attack. Mark, good morning. I'm Joe Spano, along with Bob Black. Really great to have you aboard this morning.
Well, thank you guys for having me on. It's good to talk to you about what should be a really, really fun game to start off. Really, a really good college football Saturday.
You are exactly right. This is the way to get it started. 12 noon Eastern time, Papa John's Stadium. It's going to be a whole lot of fun there in Louisville. Everybody's getting real excited, and I guess the place I want to start is the guy who I've already anointed as the 2016 Heisman Trophy winner. He's Lamar Jackson. For those that haven't seen him and have just read about him, how special a dual threat quarterback is he, and how much of a challenge is he going to be to a Florida State defense that loses its best defensive back in Derwin James?
Yeah, he's really unique, and a lot of people have automatically run to the Michael Vick comparisons, and I think that in recording a podcast with some Florida State journalist guys last night, I don't think he is quite Michael Vick, but I think he's the closest thing we've had in football to Michael Vick since Michael Vick really at his peak. I've never seen a quarterback that gets to full speed the way that he does, but still has a really huge arm. And I think last year he really played on instinct alone, and in this offseason really took the mental side of the game really seriously, and it has really paid dividends for him. He's making lots of throws that he just did not make a year ago without really sacrificing much of the running stuff. And you played the highlight. I mean, he has a 60-something yard touchdown run on the first drive, the third drive of the game against Syracuse. He hurdled the defender, but he also threw 70-yard touchdowns and 60-yard touchdowns. So, I mean, it's sort of all there for him. He's just one of these sort of once-in-a-generation guys that you're really, really fortunate to come across if you're a college coach. And as far as challenging Florida State, you know, last year he was over 300 yards in the air against Florida State. What they did a really good job defending him with was the run. And the big key for that was they had Derwin James and Jalen Ramsey, and now they don't have either of those guys. So you'd like to think some of the running plays maybe will be there for Jackson this year.
You know, you talk about his progression as a quarterback and playing on instinct last year. The attribution to, the advancement between the ears, film study, coach up, maturation as a human being, or a combination of all?
Well, I think it is personal maturation. I think if you got him, to be honest with you, he would kind of tell you he didn't really want to embrace the mental side. And in high school, he didn't have to. They didn't even have a playbook in high school. So he arrived just not used to that sort of thing. And I think that the Louisville coaches just thought he was so kind of spectacular as a talent. They really got by with him last year as a freshman. But in the spring, They basically made a rule, if he started to run on a play where they thought he should throw it, they just blew the play dead. Like, that's what they did all spring. It was like, if he took off and they thought there was a throw there for him to make, the play was over. And it really took all of, you know, the 4 weeks of spring to really sort of get him in the mindset that, no, if there are throws here, I need to make them, without totally stifling his running ability that is so impressive. So I think it's partially him just maturing and embracing the fact that if I'm going to be a really elite quarterback, I've got to handle this part. And then the actual repetitions and them sort of making practice all about changing him and adding that to his game.
Well, we've obviously seen him grow and evolve. And as you said, he's really spinning the football. He made bullet deep throws. He made touch deep throws. He made long throws, short throws. He really did everything. I mean, not only in the game against Charlotte, but also the division matchup or conference matchup against Syracuse. And I know Syracuse is not a particularly good group. A game that was closer than it should have been in many ways after Louisville got off to the big start. And this is where I want to go, Mark. Louisville won this game. They were so impressive. Jackson was incredible. They're also extremely sloppy against Dino Babers' unit, who is not a particularly talented group. Did Bobby Petrino get on them this week, and do you expect a lot cleaner effort? Because I think they're going to need a lot cleaner effort against Florida State to prevail. Talk a little bit about how sloppy they were at times on both sides of the ball after the big start against Syracuse and what they're going to have to do and what they are going to do under Bobby Petrino to clean this up against Florida State.
Yeah, I think to describe a good chunk of that game as sloppy, I think it's completely accurate. They dropped 10 passes in that game. So in a game where they put up 845 yards of total offense, they left, you know, 100 more or so on the field with dropped passes. But I do think that the coaches were – this is kind of a coach's dream. I mean, they got a blowout win 62-28, and they still got to really ream them after the game for the level of play in the game. And Bobby Petrino at his Monday press conference said, if you had been in the film room with us on Sunday, I don't think you would have known that we won. So I think that, yeah, they were extremely hard on them. And if they drop 10 passes against Florida State, especially the kind that they dropped, two of them were just straight wide open touchdown passes. Brandon Radcliffe had about a 60-yarder that he dropped, and Colby Katimi had a third down touchdown in the red zone that he dropped. If they drop those, they will lose. They will just straight lose the game to Florida State. There are only so many opportunities against teams that are elite like Florida State is for Louisville. And if they don't clean some of that stuff up, they'll lose that game, no question.
You know, we know Florida State, they reload each and every year. Now that Petrino's back at Louisville for a couple of years, is he starting to acquire some quality depth where they can go mano on mano and absorb some injuries if that ends up being the case in the game?
You know, I don't think that Louisville's ever going to have, like, the elite depth that Florida State does. They're just one of those blue bloods. But I do think that they are closer and have enough good players in positions that they can challenge Florida State better than they could 2 years ago or even last year. You know, last year it was three freshmen on the offensive line trying to play at Florida State. And last year they could not absorb any injuries in the defensive line or in the secondary. And now, you know, I think that they play six legit deep guys in the defensive line. They're going to play without D. Smith, who is the starting nickelback for the first half because he got ejected for a helmet-to-helmet hit last week. And they have another safety that they actually feel good about. So I think Louisville's probably never going to be as deep as they are, as Florida State is, but they're probably closer than they've ever been in terms of a program. And I'll just tell you, you know, I didn't foresee Bobby being able to recruit that well in his second stint here, and they've recruited far better than I expected. This is one of the more talented teams probably Louisville's ever had.
Now, and we're joined by Mark Ennis. He, again, he's the host of Louisville Pre and Post Game on ESPN Radio 680 and 93.9 The Ville. He also is a writer for the Card Chronicle, and he joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Talking about the Louisville offense, we've talked a lot about Lamar Jackson. We talked about some sloppy play by the receivers, the 10 drops. But actually, it's a very talented group of receivers with elite speed. They do have a terrific running back as well. So talk a little bit about how well this offense actually matches up with a very good, very athletic Florida State defense that, again, is without Derwin James. And just talk about some of those individual matchups and where you think Louisville really has a chance to make hay and put up some big numbers beyond Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Ole Miss game, I think Ole Miss's biggest problem was they went fast, but they gave up on the run. And I think early on they were getting a lot of throws through the air. People who don't know this, I mean, Florida State's got a good secondary, but they lead the nation in 20-yard pass plays allowed. And there are going to be some throws there because I think wide receiver is probably the deepest and most talented position for Louisville. If you guys were playing those highlights of the scores against Syracuse, and it was a different receiver every time. It was James Quick, it was Jalen Smith, it was Jamari Staples, Travion Samuel on a reverse ran one in. They've got a bunch of really good receivers. And Florida State, I think so far this year, maybe their biggest issue on defense is the communication and assignments in the secondary. And Lamar Jackson, as a freshman, a wide-eyed freshman, went down there and was over 300 yards through the air in that game, even though they lost that game. So I think there's going to be some throws there for him to make. And I think maybe the most positive development for Louisville this year is, especially against Syracuse, the emergence of other guys running the ball. I think there was definitely times last year where Lamar Jackson was the running game. And for Brandon Radcliffe to have 156 yards and a touchdown against Syracuse, now they're able to sort of put teams on the horns of a dilemma. Like, Lamar might run the ball, but Brandon Radcliffe might run the ball too. And he's a pretty good back, and he's a nice offset to Lamar Jackson. So they're balanced. It's more of a play-action game. They're really deep at receiver. I think that this game's not going to come down to Louisville getting its points. I think it's going to be how can they finally slow down Dalvin Cook, who's just killed them the past 2 years.
And let's flip it to that side of the ball. You know, killing them is an obvious thing, but now they have a quarterback, and there is another quarterback in this game named DeAndre Francois. Talk about the challenges to the defense that he puts up there.
Yeah, I mean, Jimbo Fisher is really a quarterback wizard. I mean, that guy knows what he's doing at coaching quarterbacks, and DeAndre Francois is mobile, but they don't use him like a running quarterback. But Jimbo is just really good at identifying matchups where you are weak and really kind of punishing you. And I thought that in both of the games against Louisville so far since they've won the ACC, the real challenge has been the bootleg game and play action. They've really, really hurt Louisville, because Louisville has just keyed so much on Dalvin Cook. And I expect DeAndre Francois to be the same. I think Louisville's going to get pressure on him, similar to the way that Ole Miss did. I think that Devontae Fields and James Hearns against their two tackles, who look pretty rough, I think, in the opener, that's a matchup that Louisville likes. But I think Florida State and Jimbo, he's just a wizard. He really is a very good play caller. You sort of just tip your hat there and say, you hope you can limit the really big plays. That's what's hurt Louisville. I think that in the two matchups with Florida State, they will have them bottled up for a drive and a second drive and then give up a series of really big plays. And I think if they limit the big plays this year, they'll have a better chance.
I think the key comes down to, in many ways, limiting those big plays, getting up after it at the quarterback, much like Ole Miss did, because Florida State's offensive line did not look particularly great in the first half. They actually looked quite lousy against Ole Miss. That said, as we get ready to let you out the door here, I mean, it's going to be a huge matchup. That stadium in Louisville is going to be hopping. They've already asked everybody to get into their seats at 11 a.m. Eastern time, as the last hour of college game day will be from inside the stadium. Is there going to be a red out, a white out, a black out? I know they're unveiling new alternate home uniforms for this one, including some really cool-looking helmets. So tell us about the festivities leading up, and then give us your prediction, your score, and your outcome as we let you get out the door here.
Yeah, I don't think that there's going to be a coordinated color out, but you can expect that it's going to be awfully red. I think that the college game day thing, the college game day starts at 9, so we're 9 to 11 outside the stadium, and they're actually going to move that whole set inside and do the last hour inside Papa John's Cardinal Stadium. And I think that's going to be really cool. And, there haven't been a lot of just enormous home games here. And this is going to be the biggest and loudest since the 06 game against West Virginia, when they were both undefeated and in the top six. It's going to be a ton of fun. And I think that they've had this one circled for a year. They had the lead in the second half in both Florida State games, and haven't been able to finish either one of them. And I just have a feeling, Derwin James not being there, Jalen Ramsey not being there, that Louisville's going to get its points this year. And I haven't come up with a score yet, but I think they're going to steal this one. I think that they're going to find a way to outscore Florida State and win this one somewhere in the high 30s. I think it's going to be a shootout.
Mark, you said it all. You said it well. Can't thank you enough for a few minutes. I'll keep following you on Twitter at Mark Ennis, and we'll catch you down the line as the Louisville Cardinals football season unfolds in front of us. And then when basketball season comes about, we'll catch you then as well. Thanks so much for a few.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Mark Ennis. He's the host of Louisville Football and Basketball Pre and Post on ESPN 680 and 93.9 The Ville. He also writes for the Card Chronicle. He is keyed into all things Louisville athletics, in this case Louisville football. Gave us a great preview of Florida State and Louisville. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around hour one of this Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. So you'd be sure not to flip that dial.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Granger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Granger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Granger. When you think safety, think Granger. Granger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If your health is as strong as it seems,
why not share your medical records?
Well, I have really no problem in doing it.
The Donald Trump camp had originally indicated the GOP nominee would release details of a recent medical exam during an appearance on the syndicated Dr. Oz show taped yesterday for broadcast today, but then they said otherwise when the taping drew near. But it turns out Trump did reveal a one-page summary of exam results, even surprising the host of the program, Dr. Mehmet Oz.
So these are the report.
Those were all the tests that were just done last week.
The Trump camp says a more detailed report on his health will be released within a few days. Democrat Hillary Clinton back on the campaign trail today after her bout with pneumonia, her doctor releasing a statement explaining that Clinton is now on a 10-day course of antibiotics for what's called non-contagious bacterial pneumonia. This is USA Radio News.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in-store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
U.S. officials say two more prisoners freed from the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center this year have returned to the battlefield, and it brings the total number of terrorist detainees who went back to fighting since President Obama took office to 9. However, the Director of National Intelligence says in the report that more than 110 freed prisoners who were released from Gitmo during the Bush administration returned to fighting. Still, President Obama says he wants to close Gitmo before he's out of office. There are only about 60 terrorist inmates left. At one point, there had been 700. A man suspected of setting a Florida mosque on fire is now in custody.
A Joseph Michael Schreiber was arrested in Fort Pierce.
That St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office spokesman saying the 32-year-old was arrested after tips poured in after some surveillance video of the crime was released. He's accused of setting fire to the mosque that had been attended by Pulse nightclub shooter Omar Mateen. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A British teenager is facing charges for allegedly planning a terrorist attack on the anniversary of 9/11 at an Elton John concert in England. Haroon Ali Syed was arrested last week, accused of plotting to set off a nail bomb at John's September 11th show at London's Hyde Park. Police say he tried to take out loans to finance his plan. He also tried to hire a bomb maker.
There is more that Congress should do.
The White House acknowledging some growing concerns about whether Russian hackers are trying to and would be able to influence the November election here in the United States.
And we would welcome Republicans in Congress doing their part for a change.
That's White House spokesman Josh Earnest saying President Obama and his national security team can only do so much in that area. Earnest saying that the president has often pressed the Senate and House to address cybersecurity with new legislation that has not yet been acted on. And the United States now plans to provide Israel with nearly $4 billion a year and some new military aid, an unprecedented deal that covers aid for 10 years. National Security Advisor Susan Rice announcing yesterday that the aid will ensure that Israel can defend itself by itself and maintain its military edge over its neighbors in the region. She spoke at the State Department saying the U.S. is generally more secure when American partners and allies are more secure themselves. That aid to take effect in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Welcome back to the Attack, Hour 2. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, who seems to be obsessed with tops coming off. And you, the 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you it is. And we're here to talk to you about a lot of things in the world of sports, but we're going to continue our focus on a lot of football. And, you know, we'll be setting up the table and knocking it down for you after the break. But, Joe, in today's day and age, it's devices. Did you get yours back from repair yet?
No, I'm still working on it.
Oh, you are?
Well, there's always other things to be done, so there's some issues there. But we'll eventually get them all rectified, or we won't. And if we don't, all of a sudden my allegiances could fall someplace else, and I could go being on one side of the equation to the other, and, well, that'd make one of these organizations a whole lot of money. I'm not giving anybody a shameless plug at this point.
No, absolutely not. But we will down the line.
Yeah, we sure will. What do you say we dive in and let people know about the myriad of ways you can use your devices if they're in a proper state of repair? Starting, of course, with the award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. Listen, Live Link, wealth of archived interviews. It's all there and more at sportsbyline.com. The apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, they're great apps and downloadable to any of the aforementioned devices you can think of, and maybe a few you can't. You can also just go to their respective websites, iHeart or TuneIn.com. They've got lots of on-demand content, and they both have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels on iHeart and TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and perhaps most important of all, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, not the least of which is Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. God bless you for your service. We love you guys.
Well said. On the other side, we'll set the table, start knocking things down for hour two. Big Thursday edition of The Attack, so you be sure to keep it where it's at.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and a free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com.
There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at FocusOnRock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $599, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
As well you should. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Let's set the table, my friend, and get this show rocking and rolling.
All right, big hour two. College football. Oh, yeah, more college football. Bob and I will give you our thoughts on all the top 25 college football action that's coming up. It starts with a tilt tonight that starts at 7:30 Eastern time, and we'll roll you through the entire college football Saturday. Then at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Adam Silverstein from CBS Sports. He's their college football editor, and we'll get his thoughts on all the big college football action and get his take on what's coming up on a big college football weekend. But I think it's time we dive right in, Bob, because we got a lot of ground to cover, not much time to do it.
Yeah.
So what do you say we head to Cincinnati, where number six Houston at 2-0 heads up to Cincinnati to take on the Bearcats, who are a perfect 2-0 and none down on the season. Greg Ward returns for Houston after missing last game with a shoulder injury. They were playing Lamar, who didn't bring nearly as talented a group of friends to the matchup with Houston as Troy did to the matchup with Clemson.
Nice test game for Houston, and going on the road, Cincinnati's a pretty decent team, but they're getting 7.5 points, so the odds makers think it's going to go in the other direction. Houston is in lofty territory right now, number six in the country, Joe, and let's see whether or not it goes to their heads, whether or not they take a game lightly, which is sometimes the case in college football, whether or not the Cincinnati Bobcats are able to pull the upset off. I'm liking me some Houston, though.
Me as well, Bob. Greg Ward's back. He sat last game with a fairly minor shoulder injury. If the level of competition was better, he could have played in last week's matchup against Lamar. Backup quarterback got some work. After a lightning delay, Houston cruised over Lamar. I think it was like 45-6 or something along those lines. They just rolled. Houston is so very good. It was 42-0, actually. They didn't even give up any points. So they cruised. Houston is, there's nothing group of five like about them. They are a power conference team. Cincinnati's pretty good. They're one of the better teams within non-power five conference teams. But I think the class of Houston's going to show in this one. Todd Herman knows they have no margin for error. They beat Oklahoma. They got to run through their conference, which is not as strong as it was last year. And then they got to beat Louisville in November. That's their deal. They do that, and they will be in the college football playoffs with a chance to prove exactly how good they are when the stakes are even higher. So I think they take care of their business here. Don't know that it's necessarily easy on the road, but I do like them.
Yeah, and they're going to be a nice fit in the Big 12.
You think that's it? You know, and we'll take a second on that. Do you think because of the way they're playing and the fact that they bring such a large TV market to the Big 12 that you just think it ultimately, after they're all done sorting through all of this, this is where they're going to go?
Well, you know, that's where they're going to go. But I'll tell you something. You know, we went through this a few years ago. There's not any rumblings about other conferences expanding. But with the quality of the program right now and the television market, as you alluded to,
there's always conferences expanding.
Don't sit back on your haunches if you're the Big 12. If you want to grab,
well, I guess where I was really going, Bob, do you think it's fait accompli that the Big 12 wants Houston more than, say, they would want a BYU or a Boise State or, you know, a Cincinnati or a Connecticut?
Yeah.
You know,
well,
they've floated some of those other names out there. And I know there are some within the conference in football that don't really want to bring another Texas school in. They don't want to give up what they feel is that what they perceive as a recruiting advantage over Houston, that by adding them to the Big 12 will open a lot up a lot more than just the greater Houston area to Houston Cougars football and Todd Herman.
You know something, I think that's a very fair question as to whether or not, particularly with the recruiting. The other things, it's, as you're fond of saying, apples to horse manure. You know, they can't match in the television market. They can't match with attendance. They can't match with anything. Boise State's already been ruled out. You know, Cincinnati would be a nice fit, and maybe they go north, you know, Midwest slash north with that. I still think Memphis is the better fit, but I do think it's a fait accompli. I just, with that market, you know, whatever you lose in recruiting, guess what? Your teams are going to be up there in a large television market each and every week against a fellow conference foe. So guess what? Show your best stuff. You'll be able to recruit.
Well said. I'll tell you what, and I know we're going off the beaten path here, and whatever games we don't cover ourselves, and we'll cherry pick through some of these. We're going to have Adam Silverstein on, and we'll get his take on him, and we'll go back and forth with him. But you talked about Houston, and I want to talk about what this could do for their recruiting in addition to the Big 12, because all that money that will come in. Group of five conferences really work at an incredible deficit when it comes to the football programs generating money compared to their Power Five conference foes. Now, Houston, as great as the talent is, they are now first, you know, group of five team to recruit to successfully recruit a five-star college recruit, the whole nine yards in the sport of football. The realities are their entire roster is really made up of guys that are within 25 miles of Houston, Texas. It's Houston, it's Galveston, and it's a couple of other towns right around the greater Houston area. They don't even expand out very much in their recruiting within the state of Texas. Everything's a car ride for them.
Right.
Of a sudden, you put them in the Big 12 with that additional revenue. Well, maybe they can cover the rest of the state and go into Louisiana and do some other things. It'll really elevate this program and put Todd Herman on equal footing with all these power conference teams, and they will be even better than they are now.
Can't disagree.
And then there'll be a stadium expansion that'll come out of it, too, because their stadium, while nice, only seats about 45,000.
Yeah, and, you know, the other aspect of it, too, Joe, and you mentioned the coach. If they don't get into a power conference, chances are pretty good he's going to move on. Yeah. If they get into the Big 12, there's
no reason
for him.
He gets a big raise if they get into the Big 12.
He gets a big raise, and there's no reason for him to move on.
Right. And it's in his contract. He gets a big raise that would put him as one of the 10 highest paid coaches in college football. So he really wants to get into the Big 12. Well, we move on, you know, and again, that's something to watch, but we move on, and I'm sure the Big 12 will make their announcement pretty soon. Number 21, Baylor, 2-0, they head down to Houston to take on Rice. Well, Rice will get boiled. This is not where Baylor has their troubles. Baylor's going to have their troubles as they get into the Big 12 season and they play some better competition. Rice is not that competition.
How much rice could a Chinaman eat?
Yeah, and there you go.
One of the great headlines of all time.
This one's intriguing. Sun Belt Conference Appalachian State hosts number 25 Miami at 2-0, who come in with Brad Kaya, probably a future first-round draft pick in the NFL as their quarterback. Appalachian State at home, only a 3.5-point underdog, Bob, in this one. That's pretty intriguing. Yeah. You know, obviously coming off the tough loss in Knoxville, Tennessee, a game in many ways that a lot of people think they should have won, including myself. Tennessee was lucky to escape with the win, and then they took care of business against Old Dominion. You know, to see a Sun Belt Conference team, even in their own building, only a 3.5-point underdog to a team in Miami that people have some lofty aspirations for, that's going to make me sit up and take notice on Saturday afternoon as I'm watching that game opposite Florida State and Louisville.
Is it Mark Richt? This is the kind of game he always loses.
Stand up and take notice. You know, you're looking for something to watch in that 12 o'clock slate if you're someplace that has multiple televisions besides Florida State and Louisville. That's one I'm going to keep an eye on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, one thing about odds makers,
they know
from when they speak.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'd all make money betting football. So they know from where they speak. So and again, Appalachian State's probably the best the Sun Belt has to offer. We'll get some idea of what that means. And after how well they played against Tennessee, if they can upend Miami or play Miami very competitively in their own building, you'll know how good that Appalachian State football program is.
Yep, we should pick it up right there and finish it off with a little bit of that because there's comments to be made.
Okay, and I'm sure you're going to make them all. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 800-878-PLAY if you want to get involved or on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. More of The Attack after this.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now go home and get your shine box.
And there you go. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. And Joe, before we went to break, we were talking to some Miami and Appalachian State. Small spread on it. And you raised a couple of points before we went to break. And I thought they were good points. Yeah, tough out against Tennessee. I think that comes into play at home. I think that comes into play. Best in their conference, more than likely. That comes into play. And what I mentioned, Mark Richt. This is the kind of game his teams lose when they're up in a tough situation. And we don't know whether or not Miami's legit or not. I mean, they've looked good thus far this season. I think it's going to be a good sounding board for them and whether or not they're a legit top 25 team. So that's what I had to say.
Okay. And we move on. Again, as I said, for me, I'm going to be Sunday noon, I'm going to be out watching games, and that's going to be on the other TV directly to the left or right of Florida State and Louisville. Number five, Clemson, 2-0. They host South Carolina State. They've been awful thus far against limited competition. They're going to show well this week. They need to. Yeah, and start to get themselves right before their schedule ramps up and they get into their – and they get into the heart of the ACC season.
Well, I mean, look, South Carolina State's a really bad football team. If they don't show well against this team, then they do have some issues.
I'm just saying, but, you know, they're going to – but it's not just about the score. It's about how they look and playing some clean football and getting ready for the slate. You know, but maybe Clemson is suffering from, in many ways, what Ohio State suffered from last year. Although Clemson didn't win the national title, and there's no quarterback controversy there. They're just playing sloppy football. They'll have to right the ship if they're going to ultimately come out of the ACC unscathed and return to the playoffs, because there's some pretty good teams at the top of the ACC.
No question about it.
And two of them lock up, as we talked about a lot with Mark Ennis, on Saturday on Saturday at 12 noon, number 10 Louisville hosts number 2 Florida State. Louisville's only a 2-point underdog in this game in their own building. And I'm telling you what, I think I've pretty well drunk the Louisville Kool-Aid. Lamar Jackson's that special as a quarterback, and he can do things that I haven't seen anybody do. And the numbers are incredible. No Derwin James. I think both of these offenses are going to put up a bunch of points. Jimbo Fisher is a great with halftime adjustments, but he's not coaching against Hugh Freeze this time. He's coaching against Bobby Petrino, who's every bit as brilliant an offensive mind as Jimbo. Louisville going to win this game, and Lamar Jackson is going to cement himself as the favorite for the Heisman Trophy.
I think it's going to be a real close game. I'm going the other way. I think
I've
Jimbo.
Heard that about you.
Yes, I think Jimbo has actually cemented his legacy in Florida State now with the national championship, the fact he reloads as opposed to recruiting. Louisville is a very good football team. Jackson obviously is a difference maker. It'll be a very close game. I think Florida State will win said close game because the other quarterback is pretty damn good himself. And I think that's going to come into play in a big way, because I think the balance of Florida State will tilt it in their direction. The only way I could see it going the other way is if Jackson, with his scrambling ability and his mobility, forces the Florida State DBs to make mistakes and lose their assignments. Then it could get real interesting. The other aspect of it, Joe, when we were talking to Mark, you know, he made a great comparison, I thought, to Michael Vick, and you can see the similarities as far as what they do and everything else. I'll make another comparison. This reminds me an awful lot, and if they win, then I'm going to look at it even closer. When Cam was playing at Auburn, he was just a freak. And there was good talent around him, but his ability to elevate that program, nobody knew Cam Newton was going to be Cam Newton until he started doing it on the football field. And, you know, who knows? Maybe Jackson is that same guy. And, you know, even though they're not physically the same, maybe he can elevate that program. And if he beats Florida State this year, we'll be talking national title aspirations.
Absolutely right, because they got Florida State, they've got Clemson later, and they got Houston. So, and they also have North Carolina, but they do not have Pittsburgh. All right, so we move along. We see that one differently. Number 15, Tennessee 2-0, they host the Bobcats of Ohio. Well, this isn't basketball. If it was basketball, I'd take Saul's group, because they're going to be one of the best mid-majors in all of America. Something to look out for, and we'll be talking about it in a couple of months here on The Attack. Number 13, Iowa. They host North Dakota State. You know, the Bison are pretty damn good, but they're pretty damn good football championship subdivision team. Iowa is a pretty damn good football bowl subdivision team. It's in Kinnick Stadium. The Hawkeyes will prevail, but it probably won't be as easy as a lot of people think.
Well, Iowa doesn't have an electric offense with Carson Wentz at court. Oh, wait, that was last year.
You know, it doesn't matter. There's a guy behind him. They've won how many successive national titles up there in football championship subdivision? I think it's four in a row.
Yep, it's
so
a program.
Don't be this is not going to be as easy as people think. Promise you that.
Nope, it's going to be a tight game, and you're right about that. It's a program up there.
Here's one that will be as easy as people think. Number 9, Wisconsin hosting Georgia State. Wisconsin, a 5-touchdown favorite, and they'll prevail easily. Boy, that's a thriller on the Big Ten Network.
Yeah.
Number 4, Michigan hosting Colorado. Colorado, they had a little fun because Jim Harbaugh won't put out a depth chart. I don't know if you saw this week. The Colorado coaches put out a depth chart. It was hysterical. There was wide receiver. There was narrow receiver. It was hysterical. they put all kinds of things. It was just hysterical. But Michigan at number 4. Colorado got a long way to go to catch Michigan. Michigan is a damn good football team, and they'll prevail.
Yeah, should. And it's a program up there again, too.
Yep. A couple of intriguing matchups as we continue along here, 3:30 Eastern time. Undefeated, unranked Nebraska hosts number 22 and undefeated Oregon. You know, again, this is anybody's game to me. Oregon's a fringe top 25 team. Nebraska's probably a fringe top 25 team. It's in Lincoln. I don't know. Oregon's disappointed the last couple of years. So is Nebraska. Yeah, I don't know what to make of Mike Riley's group. I have no idea. I think this game will show you perhaps where each of these teams is headed. I don't know where they're headed at this point.
You know, it was interesting, and looking at what Riley's doing there, there's a lot of enthusiasm about what he's doing with the program. He seems to be recruiting really well. You know, again, he's got some holdovers from the previous program, from Bo's program, but they think he's going to get it done with this team. And I kind of think they're going to take Oregon this time around.
Fair enough. Again, Bears watching, and that game truly does intrigue me. Here's the main event at 3:30 in my eyes. Number 19, Ole Miss hosting number 1, Alabama. In what I think is good, it's an Ole Miss 11-point underdog, and Alabama was impressive against USC, not nearly so against Western Kentucky. Alabama defense is as good, maybe better than ever, because they're more athletic than they've ever been. The offense, they like what they found at quarterback, a true dual-threat guy. The offensive line and the inexperience up the middle of that entire offense, replacing a big chunk of the interior of the offensive line, the quarterback, and the running backs, they haven't run the ball real well and real consistently thus far. There's some concerns on offense. Ole Miss always gives Bama trouble. They will again. I think this one is close, but there's something special about this Alabama group, and I think they find a way to beat Hugh Freeze, because the truth is Nick Saban and company just have a bigger and better coaching staff than Hugh Freeze and Ole Miss has, and I think that may be the difference, the heads as opposed to the bodies.
Yeah, that could be. I mean, look, they've got the more experienced quarterback. They certainly have been battle-tested now. All these guys under Hugh Freeze have pretty much been through the wars. But that being what it is, I agree with you. Alabama's pretty damn special this year. It certainly appears that way. Ole Miss is going for three in a row. They got incentive against Alabama. I just don't think it's going to happen.
I'll tell you, as you move into the evening action, there's some interesting tests here for SEC competition, for SEC West teams, and we'll see where they're at. Number 17, Texas A&M, they're headed to Auburn to take on an Auburn Tigers group that has a pretty good defense but has no offense. A&M's got the best defense I've seen them have in the Kevin Sumlin era. Yep. I'm just not sold on Knight as their quarterback. I'm going to keep an eye on that one. If A&M can show well against Auburn, they may be a real pain in the West. And then you have LSU. They're going to start a new quarterback. Brandon Harris finally out of there, mercifully. And they're going to host Mississippi State. Dan Mullen's down year this year, no Dak Prescott. Let's see just how good LSU looks, and let's see if they've actually found themselves a new quarterback.
Yeah, and, you know, look, this is the kind of game that Les cannot afford to lose. Let's be honest about it, Joe.
Danny Etling is the quarterback's name, by the way.
Yep, and if they go down in this football game, hey, I don't see it, though. I agree with you. This is Mullins down here.
Florida hosts North Texas. They'll roll. Notre Dame, Michigan State we'll get to as we move along, along with Stanford, Southern Cal, and Texas Cal, Washington, Portland State. You know, those aren't all that competitive. I guess the main event, and we're not even going to have time to weigh in, a lot of the rest of this, the main event of the evening slate is going to be Oklahoma hosting Ohio State. A lot of these things we'll get to with Adam Silverstein. And then as time permits, maybe we'll weigh in after we're done with Adam on some of these games as far as how we think they're going to take shape. But the aforementioned Adam Silverstein from CBS Sports is next. We'll get his take on all things Week 3 college football. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
And now today's gardening tip. Over 50% of the country is experiencing drought conditions. Wilt from drought and summer stress can severely damage lawns and ornamental plants and dramatically reduce yields for commercial farms and home vegetable gardens. Not to mention the average cost of water has increased 48% since 2010. Lawn care professionals, golf course superintendents, and sports field managers have found an effective product to maintain great-looking plants with less water that is now also available to homeowners. And now a word from Hydratain.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydratain and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydratain is an environmentally responsible solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydratain. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The
Yellow Tag's sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're joined by Adam Silverstein, college football editor for CBS Sports. And we welcome him to the Attack for the first time. We're going to talk about some college football because it's one hell of a slate of games this upcoming weekend. Welcome, Adam. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I appreciate you coming on. Let's talk about the biggie. We were about to get to it, but Ohio State, OU, and that's going to be a lot of fun, and between two heavyweights who are going to fight it out.
Yeah, you know, I actually think people have been talking Florida State, Louisville, and Alabama, Ole Miss, and those are big games, but for me, that's certainly the game I've circled. It's a really an opportunity for Oklahoma to kind of get back, not only in the picture within its conference, even though it's not a conference game, just to get that respect and get its juices flowing again, but also in the national title picture, because obviously taking that early loss to Houston certainly hurts them, even though Houston's a quality program. And for Ohio State, you know, it's another one of those games for Urban Meyer where, you know, he's shown the ability to rebound after a loss, and certainly, you know, it's possible that they lose that game, but he's also just shown the propensity to get his team up in big games, and there's certainly, you could argue, except for Michigan and Michigan State, no bigger game on the schedule for the Buckeyes.
Would it be fair to say key to victory in this game for the Oklahoma Sooners is Mixon and Perine versus that Ohio State defense? If they have success running the ball in a way they didn't against Houston, the Sooners in Norman really have a chance to spring what would be a small upset and vault themselves back into national title contention or playoff contention. Failing success from Mixon and Perine, are they in big trouble?
Probably. You know, I'm usually of the mindset, and it's a little old school, that, you know, you succeed with the run to set up the pass. Now, there's plenty of offenses, and Oklahoma included, that don't necessarily need that in every single game. But when you're playing against a tough coach like Urban Meyer and a team like Ohio State that plays throughout the defense, despite, you know, any starters they lost to the NFL last year, and they did lose plenty, to get a talented running back like Perine going on the ground can really just it helps the offense get more into a rhythm. It allows, you know, you to have greater options. You're not faced with so many third and longs, you know, from just incomplete passes on first and second down. You have some of those, you know, shorter third downs that you can convert more easily, keep drives going, put more points on the scoreboard, et cetera. So it's kind of a basic, you know, tenet of football is run the ball well. You know, the pass is easier. But for Oklahoma, they proved against Houston that, you know, as talented as they might be with Baker Mayfield throwing the ball, they have a great stable of running backs, and they really need to use them.
You know, you talked about the two coaches before we move on to other things. I love Stoops' ability to recruit. Sometimes I, with the X's and O's, I shake my head. Mm-hmm. A little advantage there for Ohio State?
I don't know if it's an advantage. These guys have both been in, you know, a myriad of big games before. A lot of people don't even talk about this, but this is a rematch of the national championship between Oklahoma and Florida, coach-wise. So these two have met before on the gridiron, and they've, you know, Urban, it was a really close game. It was a really good game. I was there. Urban obviously got the best of Stoops in that case, but of course he also had Tim Tebow, Percy Harvin, you know, Brandon Spikes, and Joe Hayden. You know, one of the best teams of all time, I would argue. So it'll be interesting to see this incarnation of their matchup. But, you know, I don't necessarily think there's a coaching edge in the game as much as I respect Meyer. I think he's probably the number one or number two coach in college football, and some would obviously say that Saban's won without a doubt. So how could you even say that? That's how good I think Urban is.
Let's head to South Bend, Indiana. 1-1 Notre Dame hosts 1-0 Michigan State. Michigan State breaking in a new quarterback. You know, in their one win, they were pretty pedestrian. Notre Dame, mm-hmm. the heartbreaking loss in Austin, and then they rebound against an outclassed Nevada group. How do you see this game shaking out, you know, in South Bend?
I think Notre Dame has a big bounce-back game, and that's not to say they played poorly, obviously, against Texas, because they didn't. It was a great game. But I think they have their quarterback set. The pieces kind of fall in line around that, you know, around him. The offense builds confidence, but the entire team builds confidence when you know who your leader is. And I think that it took probably a little longer than it should, because but while both guys are talented, Zaire and Kaiser, it's pretty obvious that Kaiser's, you know, head of that class. So I think Notre Dame's going to fall in line behind him and really have a great game. Obviously, the defense needs to shore itself up a little bit, but they've had time to do that. So by the time they face Michigan State, you know, it's going to be a great game. Michigan State, I haven't seen, you know, just like with Clemson this year, I haven't seen that spark that you saw last year, you know, on their national title, you know, trips into the college football playoffs. So I'm still waiting for that. Obviously, they have a lot of retooling to do as well. But I like what I saw from Notre Dame against Texas, and that was with two quarterbacks and a lot of uncertainty. Now that they're all gelling together, I think they're going to be really dangerous.
And you got a West Coast game in Stanford, USC. USC still licking some wounds, and Stanford going into those lofty things of the penthouse. How do you see it, and what do you like or dislike about Stanford?
You know, with Stanford, it's I'm kind of, you know, just keep relying on the same, you know, theme here, but you know, they're still trying to figure things out offensively, and it's not McCaffrey. It's certainly the quarterback situation and how the pieces fall in behind him. For me, I think USC, like I said with Notre Dame, actually, like I said, I'm sorry, with Oklahoma, I think they're going to have a little bit of a bounce back game now. They don't have the talent all around, certainly like Oklahoma does right now, to come in and just kind of flick that switch. And I still think Stanford ends up kind of eking out a victory. It's going to be a really close game. But when you have a guy like McCaffrey, he kind of, you know, fills some of the holes that you might, you know, otherwise be more noticeable for a team. But I like the talent, the athletic talent on USC with Juju Smith-Schuster, Dory Jackson. But ultimately, I think McCaffrey's too much, and I love David Shaw as a coach. I think he'll out-scheme USC.
You know where I want to go next? I'm going to head to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And looks like finally Les Miles has made a change at quarterback, mercifully, because Brandon Harris simply cannot throw the football. Danny Etling takes over at quarterback, the transfer from Purdue. Do you see this vaulting that LSU offense to do the things that all the other skill position players around the quarterback would make it capable of doing? Or are they going to continue to be mired in quicksand all year long, and do we find Les Miles unemployed when we're all said and done at the end of the year?
Well, what I think it does is it takes away, obviously, some of the uncertainty, but even though Les Miles says they're still not fully decided on him, even though he'll take the first snaps. But what it does is it ends the Brandon Harris era, it seems. And I say era, E-R-R-O-R, not E-R-A. And that's not to be disrespectful of the kid. It's been noticeable that he hasn't had what it takes to lead this team, and at some point you need to make that change. So is LSU's new quarterback going to light the world on fire? No, he's probably not. But what he can do is keep the game manageable, so when you get a four-yard or a six-yard run from Leonard Fournette, that you can make that third and four toss and continue your drive and not have to worry about throwing an interception, fumbling the ball, making bad decisions behind the line of scrimmage. So that's where I think LSU can improve. I don't think that he's suddenly going to be a world beater and LSU's going to go on this run and live up to those national title expectations a lot of teams had. They could. I just don't see that from him. But I definitely think they improve, probably enough to keep Les Miles around to answer that second part of your question. I know there's a lot of people calling for his head, but this is a really talented coach who's been dealt a pretty bad lot. The one thing you can say against Les Miles in all of this, I don't think it's the way he coaches. I don't think it's the way he recruits. I think it's what he did with his offense and offensive coordinator Cam Cameron. He made a coordinator change this year. He just made it on the wrong side of the ball. He needed to make a change offensively and didn't. Stuck with basically his same quarterback that failed him last year and stuck with the coordinator who really struggled last year. So if he does stay, I would assume it would come with some, you know, he gives up the – not he doesn't give up the right to choose his coordinators, but obviously he says, look, I know I made a mistake here. Keep me around. I'll change coordinators. And let's kind of
– Yeah, Joe and I are in concurrence with that. Adam Silverstein from CBS Sports joining us here in the attack. A game we've talked about, and we got the Louisville perspective. Joe and I have given our opinions, but we'd like to get yours on one of the marquee matchups of the weekend, and that's Florida State at Louisville. Mm-hmm. Heisman Trophy contenders all over the place, aspirations all over the place, two hellacious coaches. Should be a great game. What do you think about it?
You know, I think Florida State has a lot of edges in the game. Even without Derwin James, they've so much defensive talent that it's startling sometimes. But and obviously they also have Dalvin Cook, which, if you know, pound for pound, might be the best running back in college football. He's definitely the best running back no one really talks about. And it's still shocking to me that a running back on Florida State isn't getting enough praise. It just is mind-boggling a little bit. So, as I just said, I love Dalvin Cook. And DeAndre Francois, I've been pretty impressed with what I've seen. What I will note here is true road game in Louisville against currently the best quarterback in college football this season, who's certainly, I have said this term already on this call, but lighting the world on fire. He actually is doing it, Lamar Jackson. And I think that Florida State's probably going to get upset this week. And a lot of people don't think that's going to be the case. I think Florida State's going to kind of maybe struggle early and rebound just like they did against Ole Miss in the opener. But I see a Louisville team that's kind of running on all cylinders right now, and I think Lamar Jackson's going to have a real opportunity to make a statement in this game, and Louisville's going to have an opportunity to make a statement in the ACC title picture.
You mentioned Ole Miss. We head to Oxford. Number 19 Ole Miss hosts number 1 Alabama. That defense at Alabama is maybe better than we've ever seen before. Certainly more athletic in their linebackers and more pass rush from their defensive linemen. Offensively, nice effort against USC. Run game's been a little inconsistent. There's a lot of experience up the middle, as we say. How do you see this shaking out against an Ole Miss team that always gives them trouble?
Yeah, you mentioned it. It's the run game and the offensive line that are actually my concerns, not their true freshman quarterback, which is kind of, you know, funny to say that, but it's true. You know, Alabama, they've been handing the rock off from one running back to another over these years, Eddie Lacy, T.J. Yeldon, Derrick Henry, et cetera. And now they have plenty of five-star talent back there, don't get me wrong, Bo Scarborough. But I just haven't seen either whether it's a commitment to the running game or whether it's just effectiveness with a bunch of new guys on the offensive line. So that's certainly the concern for me with Alabama. What's not a concern for me is their defense. And I see an Ole Miss team that really struggled against Florida State, you know, from basically mid-second quarter on, couldn't put anything together. And that was against Florida State's defense, which, again, is very, very good in its own right. But I think Alabama's is just as good, if not better. So really, despite it being a home game, I think Alabama, you know, they've lost two straight to Ole Miss, but I think they actually end that losing streak in Oxford.
Well, before we let you go, and we got a little under 2 minutes left, we've really pretty well hit the ground everywhere as far as some of the most competitive games, but give us one or two storylines real quick that you think will be very, very intriguing, whether it be Appalachian State, Miami of Florida, whether it be Oregon, Nebraska. Just spotlight a couple of these other matchups that maybe we didn't talk to you all that much about that kind of get your attention and what we should be looking for in about a minute and a half or so.
Sure. Well, you pinged one. I think Appalachian State has a legitimate opportunity to win that game against Miami. It's a contest I'm really excited to see. I'm down here in South Florida, and while I didn't go to Miami, certainly I've been around you know, that team and its followers most of my life, and there's legitimate concern in that game for, you could call it an upset. I think both teams are very good, and Appalachian State has a chance. Ultimately, I probably do think Miami pulls it out. And then personally, you know, I graduated from Florida, so I'm always really curious about storylines involving the Gators. And even though the matchup's not a marquee one this week, they play North Texas. What I'm interested to see is whether the SEC East is truly going to be competitive this year, because they just routed Kentucky 45-7 last week. And we've seen good games from Georgia. We've seen a great comeback from Tennessee. So I'm really curious whether the Gators have any sustained momentum from that last game going into a huge showdown with Tennessee next week, you know, to find out what they're going to be able to do and see whether it's going to be a three-headed monster in the East, because right now it's completely wide open, and I'm still kind of waiting to see which one of those three teams is going to step up and kind of take the reins, because the SEC East has been pretty weak over the last few years right now, and I don't think any of the teams necessarily is going to be able to stand up to Alabama or whoever comes out of the West, but it's going to be interesting to see.
Well, you said it all, man. I mean, that was a mouthful. This has been a great, you know, 13, 14 minutes that you've spent with us. We covered so much ground. You gave us some great insight. As the college football season unrolls, we'll be reaching out to you down in sunny South Florida to talk some more college football. Thanks so much for a few, Adam.
You got it. Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Adam Silverstein from CBS Sports. He's their college football editor, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Boy, we didn't miss a thing, Bob. Nope. Between our two guests and our thoughts, we have covered this college football schedule coming up for week 3, top to tail.
We'll tie a bow around it on the other side. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. When you smash us together, we're the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. And Joe, one game we didn't get to, and I would have liked to have gotten Adam's take on it. It's out of the top 25, but it has intrigued for me because of what happened last week. And that's a team with top 25 aspirations in Pitt Panthers going to Stillwater and playing Oklahoma State, who got royally hosed over last weekend. What's your take on it? What do you anticipate with that football game?
It's going to be a whiz banger. And Pittsburgh's problem, they can't throw the football particularly well. But, boy, can they pound the rock. It's not only an array of weapons in the running game. It's a great offensive line, and it's a creative run attack. And defensively, they got playmakers on each level. Okie State's going to be smarting. I think this one's a classic, but I like the physicality of Pittsburgh. I think they go into Stillwater and spring the small upset.
Yeah, I actually think so, too.
Well, then, that's good news for you. Okie State's sure to win now.
Yeah. We're actually right more often than we're wrong.
Not really. Not when we're both unified on one cause. Then we're always wrong. Let's get out of here. We want to thank Mark Ennis. We want to thank Adam Silverstein. We want to thank Robert. We want to thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there.
For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow, when we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.